Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Let us recite salawat in the holy name of Nur Maulana Shah Karim ul Husseini Hazar Imam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Today's topic is preparation for Didar. In the first verse, we looked at how significant Didar is for Mu'mins everywhere. We learned in the light of the teachings of the Holy Quran that the Didar of God, the Likka of God, is a fundamental principle of Islam, and that this Didar in the physical world is in the Didar of either the Prophet in his time or the Imams in their respective times. However, just as the Didar is a very significant aspect of the life of the faithful Mu'mins, in the same way, it is a very, very difficult mission. We have all heard, particularly in our South Indian tradition of Ginans, that our peers describe Didar as Dohelio, meaning it is a very, very difficult thing to do. And therefore, Mu'mins have to prepare themselves thoroughly in order to get the maximum benefit from such a Didar. In this preparation, there are two things which are very important. And these two things are Iman and Amal. Just as the Quran says, Allazina amanu wa amilu salihat, which means those who believe and do good deeds. The word believe or belief, the noun, stands for iman or faith or certainty. And it is very important that we do didar in the illumination of iman. We all know, inshallah, that Maulana Sultan Muhammad Shah Salawatullahi Alayhi has written for the whole world to know in his memoirs that we believe that there are two realms of knowledge. That there is material intelligence, which we acquire by going to colleges, schools, universities. And then there is the spiritual enlightenment, which is something which is given, and it is given through total obedience and submission to the Imam of the time. This spiritual enlightenment is what we would also call ilmul yaqeen, or the knowledge of certainty. And the source of this ilmul yaqeen, or the knowledge of certainty, is the Imam of the time in every time. There is a very important hadith of the Holy Prophet in which he says, Ta'allamu min alimi ahli bayti, aw mimman ta'allama min alimi ahli bayti tanju minan nar. The translation of that is, learn from the alim, that is the learned of my ahlul bayt, that is the imams, or learn from the one who has learned from the alim of my ahlul bayt and get rid of the fire of ignorance. This hadith tells us quite clearly that the wisdom of this saying of the Prophet is that enlightened knowledge is only from the Imam or from the Imams, Hujjat, Peers, and Da'is. We have all read the preamble of the Constitution, and we have seen that it is said in there that the Imam's ta'lim lights the murid's path to spiritual enlightenment and vision. So spiritual enlightenment and vision, or didar, are also quoted here together, and it is said quite clearly that it is the Imam's knowledge, or the knowledge which the Imam has given to his da'is, peers and hujjats, that gives, that makes it possible for mu'mins to receive this spiritual enlightenment. It is therefore very important that while we are getting ready for the zahiri nurani didar of the Imam of the time, that we should make a point of acquiring some ilmul yaqeen, or the knowledge or certainty. And for this, let us make a commitment every day to read a farman, to read a ginan with a meaning, or to read some of the books of our da'is, such as The True Meaning of Religion by Pir Shahabuddin Shah, or Pir Pandiyate Jawan Mardi of Maulana Mustan Sirbillah II, or some of the speeches of Maulana Hazar Imam, or indeed the chapter 8 of the memoirs of Maulana Sultan Muhammad Shah. This is all knowledge of certainty. And this knowledge of certainty will make our iman strong. It will purify our iman, our belief. And then we will be able to be present in that didar, inshallah, and be able to get the maximum benefit from it. The second aspect of our preparation is amal, or good deeds, because iman or belief go hand in hand with good deeds. So these good deeds too are according to the guidance of the Imam, because what is good, what is valid, what is not good, what is not valid, is also based on the Imam's guidance. It is the Imam's guidance which is our benchmark for everything in a mu'min's life. So in terms of what type of activities we should undertake, apart from making our knowledge of certainty stronger, our iman more firm, we should also carry out many of the farmans of the Imam of the time. For instance, the Imam has made innumerable farmans about the fact that we should remember the light of Allah at any time, all the time. In the Ismaili esoteric teachings, we are encouraged to be da'imuz zikr, which means that we should be remembering the light of God all the time. In a very important farman, Maulana Hazar Imam has actually said that in the West, people have said that there is a pressure on their time, that their lives are very stressed, they do not have the time to pray. Maulana Hazar Imam said, it is not a question of time, it is a question of all the time. Just as in our ginans we have uthta, baithta, rah chalanta, naam sahib ji ka lijiye, or where Imam Begum says, har dam zikr karna, har dam zikr karna, haq se sabit hona. These type of ginans are encouraging us to follow the farmans of our present Imam, who on many occasions has told us that we should remember Ya Allah, Ya Muhammad, Ya Ali, or the names of any of our Imams, or the name of the present Imam. And while we were preparing for the Zahiri Didar, this is fundamental for us, that we use every moment. Har dam zikr karna means in every breath. In fact, in one ginan, Peer says that any breath which is devoid of the remembrance of the light of God is a dead moment, meaning there is no life in that moment. Secondly, this remembrance, this zikr, this these tasbihs, and taking the names of the light of God should be accompanied by giryauzari. Now, giryauzari is something which we do every day when we have giryauzari tasbih, when we stand up in the Jamaat Khana and supplicate in the presence of Mawla. The word giryauzari is a compound Persian word, and it comes from two different words, giristan and zaridan. Giristan means to weep, and zaridan means to consider oneself very weak, feeble, humble, and to efface oneself completely. And giryauzari means to remember Mawla with abundant tears. To, in other words, remember the light of Mawla in such a way that one's heart melts. One is very aware of one's shortcomings. One is extremely aware of all the nafarmani, the disobediences of the past. And one totally and completely regrets our past behavior and actions and attitudes. And we wish to purify ourselves completely, so we completely efface our physical self, dissolve ourselves into tears, and in that way cleanse ourselves. As you know, Pir Sadruddin has a very beautiful verse in which he says, Kapda dove so kya hua, dil dove so pave. He says, what is the use only of washing your outwardly clothes and attire? The moments who really cleanse their hearts, they are the ones who are rewarded. There is a very touching story which is also mentioned by Dr. Shafiq Virani in his book, The Ismailis in the Middle Ages. And this story is from Pir Pandiate Jahan Mardi of Maulana Mustansir Billah Salvatullahi Alehi II, in which he tells the story of Hazrat Yahya. And it goes like this, I quote, O believers, listen to the story of Prophet Yahya. He shed tears day and night, never relenting. One day, the angel Gabriel descended from the presence of the majestic Lord, saying, O Prophet Yahya, the Lord of the two worlds has asked, why do you weep so much? I feel immense pity for you. If you weep for paradise, it is granted to you. If you sob from fear of hell, I forbid it to touch you. The Prophet Yahya replied, I weep neither desiring paradise nor fearing hell, but to behold you, to receive your beatific vision, Didar. At that moment, the Lord said, if you weep to behold me, then weep much that you may attain your purpose. May you remain safe in this mortal world and weep much. We can tell from this very touching story that God Himself regards weeping and supplicating or giryauzari as a very important prerequisite for didar, for the beatific vision. Another thing which we can all do, and which we, inshallah, will have the opportunity to do, is that we will do a lot of seva or voluntary work. Because when the imam blesses a jamaat with physical zahiri nurani didar, then there are many, many moments that need to be looked after, and there is a lot of work to be achieved. And therefore, all of us will give a lot of seva. And this seva is not only in terms of physical work. Oftentimes, it is in the sense of support, advice, counseling, guiding people in the right direction, guiding them to the right literature, guiding them to the right way of thinking and attitudes. And finally, as I said, that we should read the Farmans of the Imam every day, and we should practice all the ethics, such as forgiving, not hurting people, not holding resentment or bitterness or having jealousy against anybody. We have to follow all these ethics of generosity and tolerance and patience and continue praying. And with all that, inshallah, we will cleanse our souls to such an extent that when we are in the physical presence of the Imam of the time, then his light will shine and reflect in the mirrors of our hearts. The mirrors of our hearts will have been cleansed of all the dust and the rust which has accumulated over the years, and we'll be completely cleansed by our own preparations, and then finally in the Didar, when Mola will forgive us and will answer our prayers for forgiveness and for spiritual elevation. And at that time, his light will be reflected in our souls, and we will have both a Zahiri and a Batini Nurani Didar, inshallah. Let us pray. Ya Mola, Ya Nur Molana Shah Kareem, Al-Husayni Hazir Imam, Khudawan. Khudawan, as we eagerly and earnestly and unbearably wait for your Zahiri Nurani Didar, Mola, inspire the Jamaat everywhere to prepare themselves thoroughly through their iman and through their amal, through their knowledge and understanding and conviction, and through their good actions such as zikr, giryawzari, voluntary work, and their reading and getting the true knowledge of imamat from the books of da'is, peers, and imams. Mawla Khudawan, bless us all with the inspiration and the good health and the energy to prepare ourselves so thoroughly that on that great day, your nur can be reflected in our pure hearts. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Let us recite salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.